This is the Evotel Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Evotel Podcast. I wanted to say 20 questions like I normally do, but today we're checking in on an old friend of ours, Shanae, and a new friend of ours, Angela, who have both been dealing with a lot of our corporate social investment things. So first of all, hi Shanae, long time no see.
Hi there, how are you?
Well, thanks. We were going to do an updated 20 questions, but decided against it because she panicked. Angela, welcome back. We just did the jaws.
Thanks, Jenna.
Okay, cool. So, CSI initiatives. First of all, Shanae, we last year set out to do our 50 schools. Did we hit our 50 schools?
Oh, out of the park.
Where are we currently
sitting? We are currently sitting on 75.
75 schools. Okay, cool. Lovely, lovely. And you, Angela, you have been at many of the events with Shanae moving forward.
Of course.
Well, actually not moving forward. You've recently joined the team to help us with our events, and you two have bonded, obviously, because Shanae deals with a lot of the corporate stuff, social initiatives, and you have to make those happen.
Definitely.
So you two have been getting along quite nicely.
Correct.
What have you two been up to in the recent past that we want to talk about today? Like, you guys were recently at Rustenburg's SPCA.
Yeah.
Good photos, by the way. Yeah. Let's talk about that one for a second. What were we doing there?
We donated 150 blankets to about 180 animals at the Rustenburg's SPCA. That was a huge success. Angela hit it out of the park with our branding, booty rolls for the community, Lars School Rustenburg.
Oh, yeah. The community pulled in.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was a good turn up. They donated a lot of food.
Which school showed up?
Lars School Vastrup, my mistake.
No, I just wanted to make sure because I cut you off there. I just want to make sure that they get the shout out because that was very sweet of them to roll in.
No, it was very nice. The little kiddies were all there, the teachers. It was very, very nice.
And you, what was the challenging part about that one for you?
Basically for me, to be honest with you, with that, everything went so smooth. There was no challenges at all with that.
Have you found that especially when you're dealing with the charities and stuff like that in these areas, so Evotel as a company, let's face it, we have some clout. We have some financial clout, if that. But these smaller areas that we build in and their charities, have you found that they're typically quite like happy to hear from us in this sense? Like they want to help?
Definitely. In most cases, they are very, very happy that, you know, we are there as Evotel and willing to help the community as well.
So we do like to try and get the community involved in these
definitely
things as
that's
well.
What we do all the time.
So basically, if you guys hear about our events, show up, I promise you we're looking for all the help we can get for the local organizations. Some of the notable ones that we did, Wings of Inspiration, obviously over in Krugersdorp. Did you do any events for that one, Angela?
For
Wings of Inspiration?
No. It wasn't an event. It was just sponsorship, basically, with groceries.
Ah, there we go. But recent events for the charities.
Then last week as well, we were in Velcom. Mm-hmm. We were doing the Golf Day fundraiser for the Lily. A 5-year-old, actually. Her name is Renee Lily. Mm-hmm. We were fundraising funds for her treatment. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it till the date.
She's suffering from cancer.
Cancer, yes, yes.
That was one of our ISP partners that found her.
Yes, Davo.
Davo Business Intelligence. They were very kindly asked us if we would like to go in on that with them. And Angela, as far as I understand it, was a wonderful success of the day.
It was.
But you guys also did the big one in Velcom a little while ago where we were in like three different locations with the rugby games and the school events. Yes, the big school events.
Tell us
about that one. That one was fun.
So with that one, we donated 10,000 rand to House of Hope, which is based in Velcom. We had three different events that happened there. We had a flea market. We had one at a run and another one at a Velcom school event. So it was a rugby event.
15 schools or something.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
I think a lot of times we do get those initiatives where we go to schools, especially the Velcom schools. They're the ones that invite us during their big sports events.
I hate to say it, but they kind of, I get a very like old school American vibe off of them with the teams moving in between the towns and stuff. It's pretty fun. But you guys, don't you have another big one coming up in that area soon? Shanae, with your soup kitchens.
So In July, we'll be having an Oudendaalsters, Welcome and Virginia Soup Kitchen. So we are partnering with Wheels, Meals on Wheels.
Wheels on Meals.
Wheels on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels, yes.
Yeah. So we're partnering with them and we're quite excited about it. That will be based in Oudendaalsters, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll be going around in those three areas.
Oudendaalsters recently joined our network and it looks like there's a lot of happy people there.
Yes.
Because we're getting quite a bit of movement.
A lot.
Glad to hear it with the CSI mm-hmm. initiatives. Mm-hmm. And don't you have a movie day coming up?
We have a movie day at Forest Hill Primary School on the 29th of July.
We service networks across the country.
It's in Rustenburg.
There we go.
So we have a confirmed date with the school.
Oh, nice.
So it's just a matter of sorting out the logistics now.
Yeah, because exams and things like that.
Yes,
so yeah.
Yes.
But with these events, have you guys been able to contact with the community, talking to these people and seeing like, is there a difference to be made for like the average South African if they scroll on Evotel's Facebook page and they see if they scroll on the Evotel Facebook page and they see these initiatives and stuff like that, there's value to be had there, right?
There is definitely. I think one of the things I've realized with being on the floor, you know, doing these events, these activations that we normally do, is that we get to interact with the community. And that's where you actually realize that actually Evotel is making a lot of difference in their lives. You know, they appreciate us so much. You could see even on the Facebook pages, you know, the minute they see a poster, like tomorrow you're having a soup kitchen in Annadale and in Lanesia.
Yes.
So the minute people see that, you see the likes going on Facebook, you know. So it is really a good thing. The community does get involved a lot during our events.
Tell us about the shoe drive you just did.
So we done a shoe drive in partnership with MPC.
Mm-hmm.
It was based in Krugersdorp and we done a primary school and a secondary school. We donated 145 school shoes in total. Yeah, those smiles on those kids' faces were amazing.
I'll say this much. I thoroughly appreciate the fact that you guys did that, but I would have appreciated more warning because those pictures went up on Twitter and they were getting a lot of traction and I thought something had gone wrong. Horribly, horribly wrong. And it turns out people just like that you did a nice thing.
Yeah.
But I am very glad that you guys did that as well. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.